All right, Randy. So you will be speaking with my director. His name is Ben, okay?
Hey, Randy. Thanks for holding. My name's Ben. I'm one of the directors in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I know Tony does a pretty good job of explaining the basics of the program, but did you have any specific questions for me before I kind of dive into a couple details? Randy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I was asking, do you have any specific questions for me before I give you a little bit more detail?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, great. So the way this works is, you know, it's an exclusive position. So we only work with one company per industry per area. So once we begin to work with you, we close the category and can't work with any of your competitors, okay? So, I guess what interests you to, you know, to want to maybe move forward today? What did you hear that Tony said that you liked? Randy, are you interested in this or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So the way it works, everything is set out on an initial 3-month verbal agreement. The pricing is set at a flat rate. It is month to month. There are no contracts. Okay. We just ask for that 3-month verbal agreement just to have time for everything to come to fruition. There's quite a bit involved in it. So what I would recommend for your company is our platinum package. It's our most affordable package. What it is it's $299 a month. And what we're doing right now is we're waiving the startup fee. So you would never change from $299. You're not paying the $99 startup fee today. So the initial investment is just $299. What's included with this is complete Google local optimization setup. So that's your Google business profile, and you list it on that first page of Google. Okay, so when people are searching for pressure washing in your area, you're one of those handfuls of business that are right there at the top, okay?
Yep.
Also included in this rate, we list you on the top 5 directories. So your first page Google, first page Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, and then what we do is we run retargeting ads on Facebook. So if somebody is looking for pressure washing in your area, and then, you know, maybe they decide not to call or anything, well, they'll jump on Facebook a little bit later, and they'll see ads from your company specifically. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing I was looking to see, do you have a website or no?
Yep.
Okay. I was just trying to find the website here. And how do you feel about your website?
I don't know. My son was messing around with it a few months ago. I don't know if he tore it down and was rebuilding it. I don't know.
So okay. I'm just trying to... Okay. Yeah, because I don't see anything listed under Westfield here. Would it be listed anywhere else, or? But here's what we can do for you, okay? Because I do see that you have a little bit of an online presence on Yelp, and you can be found on MapQuest. Now, this is only if they know the name of your company, right? So the beautiful part about this program is they don't need to know the name of your company to find you because you're going to be one of those first companies. Included at no additional charge, I can have my operations team build you a website as well. Okay, so we can manage your website, your Facebook, and then it comes with call tracking. And then the other thing that's really nice is we have a mobile app. And you can track and manage all of your leads that are coming from Facebook or people calling directly from Google right on the app on your phone. Does that sound like something you could see beneficial for your company today?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so given that there is only one position open, so there's teams of people calling through the area to try to get this filled, we can move forward right now?
Yeah, he sure can.
Okay, great.
Now
I'm just going to need...
This is just to promote business, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, now you're going to be able to be seen across the internet, where right now, unless somebody knows your name, because you probably, my guess is your business, you get a lot of word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this gives you
a lot of the work that we're getting right now is word of mouth, and it's sporadic, and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So this will give you that more steady flow.
Yeah, we could use that for sure. And I never have time to sit down and talk to my son about it, so I get him the helm, so there, do what you need to do to try to drum up business and whatever, and at the end of the day, he just gets it okayed from me, and I just, put my pencil through it, and he does what he does, so.
Okay. So, Randy, what's your last name?
It's DESJARDINS.
CESJ. I'm sorry. I got CESJ.
D is in David. DESJARDINS.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you? Randy?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. What's a good email for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my last name, my first name, number2@gmail.com.
Oh, can you just, spell
late.
It out for
I
me one more time,
late
please?
I worked late into the night last month. Kind of like drifting.
Oh, I got you, buddy. Do you mind spelling your email address out for me? Just because it is a little confusing.
Yeah, no worries, man. It's DES, as in Sam, JARDINS, Randy, Randy. RANDY, number2@gmail.com.
Okay, great. And then that best phone number to reach you at is the 798-9856.
That is correct.
Great. And then what's your business address?
6131 South 8 Road, 267, Lebanon, Indiana, 46052. And that geographical area is like a screwed up area. It's like Zionsville, Whitestown, and Lebanon all in one. It's crazy.
Okay. And did you say 6131 South 8?
Only in the Midwest. Say again?
You said 6131 South 8?
No, 6131 South State Road.
Oh, State.
Yeah, you get that wrong and they won't find it.
All right, so is it listed under like Terre Haute or Marion? Or is it Winfield or Westfield?
No, it's actually like it's in the we're pretty much rock and rolling in like Indy and all points that way. Pretty much Indy, Whitestown, Carmel,
okay.
Zionsville, those areas.
Yeah. I used to work in.
I originally started this website. It was just supposed to be Zionsville, but everything that's pounds around Zionsville was in that geographical area, so I get hit from all of them.
Oh, good.
Which is nice. I mean, Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Get your phone number. So do you think you get more business from painting or pressure washing?
Both.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I just like, it just depends, man. I mean, one day I'll get 10 calls for one, and then the next day I'll get 10 calls for the other, so it all works out. Whoever made this website for me, I didn't make it because I'm never having enough time, but he did a pretty good job doing it, but he never called me back.
Really?
Sorry.
So, yeah, I can't find the website. I can find you on Yelp.
You can't find it? Well, maybe he tore it down on me, man.
That's okay. We'll build one for you, so nothing to worry about there.
Like I said, man, just some basic services. You know what they cover. Painting and pressure washing, pretty much. Dude, we cover everything because, you know, I am a handyman as well. I have veered off in my older age. My son pretty much takes care of the painting and the pressure washing stuff. And I'm a handyman. I do restaurant maintenance, and I pretty much cover all the restaurants in town. I mean, just, you know, the higher end ones, and they keep me so busy, man. I don't even know when I'm, I can't even hardly breathe sometimes.
So I take it you are licensed and insured, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. And then what hours of operations do you want to list on Google?
Kind of hard. I normally just for the pressure washing and the painting, it's just during the day, you know, like any other business. But me being a handyman, I work late into the night. Cause it's some after hours mostly, you know what I mean? You can't, it's kind of hard to go in a restaurant and fix a fryer when they got the line and when they're on the line.
Okay.
You know, so whenever Kent calls, I go. I work pretty much exclusively for one restaurant now, and that is the Cobblestone restaurant. And that guy makes so much money. He must be doing something right.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear a business is doing good. Especially now.
Yeah,
right?
he pays me well and I don't complain.
Yeah, good. Hey, so which counties do you want to target specifically?
You know what, man? Whatever you think, dude. I mean, like, it's like Boone County, would be like Boone County, Westfield, in Indianapolis, I would imagine.
Okay.
So what counties are those? I mean, it's kind of hard to say. There's the geographical area over in here. Again, it's so messed up. You could be on one side of the street of Zionsville. You walk across the street, and now you're in Lebanon. You walk five feet up the road a little more, and you're in Zionsville. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't discredit, man. I mean, I get mad calls, and I just stop, you know, using those services that, you know, send you leads because I didn't need it anymore. Word of mouth done got me all jacked up. When they call, I go.
Yeah.
And I can pretty much pick and choose. I hate doing that. I like taking all work if I can, but
I don't know
if you're in business at all, dude, but it's hard to get help.
No, I know that. I was living in Chicago working for a buddy who bought two buildings, 77 units, and he wanted all of them flipped, And to get people to help you with that was nearly impossible.
It's nearly impossible, man. And when you do get a good crew that they stick around for even a month or two, man, you know, you've done something. And a lot of those guys are repeat callers. A lot of them will be repeat callers, but you can pretty much, and if you've been in business for a while, you'll understand. You can just weed through them. Because the ones that want that money, they come. The guys that are wanting money, they come. Because they know, I pay well. And that's how I thrive on my business, is because I pay well. And whenever, I look at it this way, man. A man works hard, he's got to get paid, you know. I'm not a Jew, man. I tell him, listen, you give me a good day's work. And I'm pretty good at, micromanaging my, you know, my work. I'm pretty good at, you know, seeing what needs to be done in a certain amount of time. And these guys are all pretty good, man. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, most of my business is Mexicans. And I mean, I don't discredit. You know how to paint. I don't care who you are. Black, white, green, blue, yellow, it don't matter as long as you know how to do the work. And, you can pull your own equipment, you know. So I give everybody a chance, dude.
Yep, sometimes those guys are the best workers, too. Clean.
They really are, man. And, you know, I do get some American workers that are good, man, but they got too many demands, dude. I mean, these Mexicans don't really have a lot of demands. They just don't want to work on Sunday. That's Familia Day.
You know?
But they'll work late into the night, man. I mean, I'll ask them, so what time you got to go home? Me go home when ready. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, you can stay as long as you like. I let them stay as long as I like because I pay overtime. And you know, again, you know, as long as they do good work, I pay them cash.
And
cash is key, man. Cash is key. I don't tell anybody
Absolutely.
I told you that, but.
I'm not. Stay between us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand a word you said. But yeah, they're good. They're hard workers, man. And then they'll bring their whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, it's okay. And I'm, you know, in the last year, I learned I'm not going to say I speak it real well. I understand it really well.
Yeah,
you know?
Same. You pick up on it over time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, and over time, man, you know, you can pretty much, and I lived in Florida for a long time, so it's the same thing, you know. So I just learned, man, but I tell you what, the Midwest, dude, my business is blowing up like tenfold over here.
I don't even really need to advertise anymore.
you know what I mean? Dude, they advertise for any of these guys.
Yeah. I was in Manteno for a while, if you know where that's at, and I worked in Lowell.
Hey, dude, that's a nice area. That's a nice area.
Yeah. I was managing a Kubota dealership in Lowell.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work out for you?
You know, it was like a family business. It's not something I would, you know. I left my first job. I was managing enterprise rental cars around the suburbs of Chicago. And I was never home. And this was, like, supposed to be better, but it was, you know, 6 days a week.
You're picking up new shit every day. You're like, oh, okay, this is doing good for my business. Oh, all right, I can do this. And
try to do a little bit of everything.
You find out a whole bunch of ways. Yeah, you find out a whole bunch of ways to tweak your business, man.
And they all
work pretty well. I mean, you know, you're not becoming a millionaire overnight over it, but you're staying fed and you're able to pay your employees good.
Yep, exactly. All right, Randy.
I ain't going to keep it very long, but I got to tell you this one thing. I tell my guys, and this is only between you and me, because I'll deny it till the day I die. But I told him, you know the ladder rule, right? And he said, ladder rule. What's ladder rule? As soon as you fall, you're fired.
Yeah.
It's just a joke pretty much, man. I always say my guys, but yeah. But they're normally pretty safe, man. Those guys are huge on safety first.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are, and you know, and I don't care how they live. They're really, really good cooks, man. There's usually 20 or 30 of them in one house.
Yep. And then they'll bring their lunch and cook right on the job.
I don't discuss anybody, man. You know, yeah, I'm who I am, and they are who they are, man. Yep. You got to do what you got to do to maintain a life, so.
Yeah.
And, man, if we could keep Trump in office for the next 30 years, we might be all right.
I'm with you, brother.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
We got a country divided. But.
I'm not opposed to dictators. Just do it right.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
I'm serious, man. Shoot, man. I mean, before the Obama administration, dude, we were wrecked, honey. That guy tore us up, man.
Yep.
I'm not prejudiced by any means, man. I'm not prejudiced by any means. And, you know, you get those stereotypes. Oh, I have black friends most of my life. I'll give anybody a shot. I give anybody a shot, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But me, I'm all about the money, man. I just want to make the money while I'm still young.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like you're going out there. I like guys like you. You just go get it, don't you?
You gotta do what you gotta do to survive, man. Right?
You got. Hey, you got family, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Then that's who you're working for, bro.
Yep.
You're working to take care of them, man. You gotta take care of them. Family first.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
But anyways, man, you can stay in touch with me, man. If something ain't right, you need a question answered, just give me a call.
Okay, well, so are you ready to pay the $2.99 today, then?
I'll tell you what, man. I get paid today. You can call me back. What time is it, man? Well, account is $2.99 today. Let me look at here and see what I got. You only got $160 right now. You give me an hour, 2 hours, man. You call me back, and that money will be right there for you.
All right, buddy. I can do that. All right.
What's your name?
My name's Ben Chamberlain.
Ben Chamberlain, man. You should be one of those motivational talkers, dude.
Yeah, I was just listening to you. How about you with motivational talking?
Yeah. Yeah, my guys, they follow me around all the time. They say, oh, Rundy, you got all the answers. I'm like, at least if I did, I wouldn't be doing this. You know, but
right.
I'm still young. I still like what I do, man. I don't do much of the work. I mean, I go around to all the jobs. I make sure everything's going smoothly. And I got another guy that does what I was doing. So, I mean, we still work, you know, I'm still working, but at the same time, I'm making sure that those jobs are coming.
Absolutely.
You get one bad customer, man, and he can ruin your whole business.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't stay on top of him. And sometimes I got to kiss the little ass, so what, I'll do that for a day.
Yeah.
But you can't push me too far, though. Yeah. Can't push me too far, though, because I don't know.
Well, you can't let people walk all over you either, right?
No, that's a fact. I don't. My brother taught me, man. My brother was a financial advisor for the Army.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, man, he had a really big job until one day, and the guy tried telling him what to do. It was like 20 years his youngster, you know, and he was telling my brother, oh, you got to do it like this, like that, like this. And my brother's a little bit of a hothead sometimes. And he gave him one bang to the head, and that was it. They didn't give him a bad out. They didn't give him a bad out, but they wouldn't let him reenlist.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that had 25 years, man. It's like, really, you got to ruin his career over this bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's set for the rest of his life, dude.
Yeah,
anyways,
absolutely.
Dude, it was really nice talking to you, man. Call me back, though, man. Stay on top of this, because I will have the money. I move money around all the time, so that's what I'm going to do right now. We'll move a little money around.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll call you back in a couple hours.
Do that, man. I'll pick up.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks,
all
Randy.
Right, buddy.
All right.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye.